The word Advent comes from the Latin adventire, which means to arrive, to draw near, to approach, or to be immediate. Especially this time of the year, you see how people handle approaching things. I notice this in my own family whenever we gather for holidays. You have on one end of the spectrum people who grow nervous about anything that's coming up. They try to control it and plan it out, and then because there's little kids involved, usually all those plans go to nothing. They're the type of people who can't relax, right, and just enjoy something. And on the other end of the spectrum are people who relax maybe a little too much. They're always fashionably late. They procrastinate and put things off, but they're some of the more enjoyable people to be around, too. Where does Jesus want us to be when it comes to his coming? In our gospel today, this section of Matthew is known as what is called the Olivet Discourse. And what's interesting about this section of the gospel is Jesus is simultaneously talking about three different Advents. He's talking about the coming destruction of the temple in 70 AD, which the Jews know nothing about and are horrified to hear. He's talking about his coming, which is imminent because he's there and he's going to die for their sins and ours. And then, of course, his future coming at the second coming. And that's usually the one we think about. But because we're celebrating Christmas, it's not just about the second coming. It's also about his first coming. And it's also about Jesus, what Jesus was alluding to in the destruction of the Jewish temple. For the Jews, the temple was the dwelling place of God. And so if it was destroyed, it meant God had somehow left them or withdrawn his love or given his love to someone else. Why does Jesus, especially in the context of talking about his coming at Christmas and his coming again, talk about the destruction of the Jewish temple? Because Jesus is getting ready to do something new. And whenever you get ready to do something new, especially for us as sinners, something old has to be thrown away. Remember, Jesus came to establish a new religion, Catholicism. He came to institute a new system of sacrifice, the Eucharist. He came with a new way to approach God, calling him Abba, that is, loving Father. But Paul reminds us in the second reading, let us throw away the works of darkness, orgies, drunkenness, promiscuity, lust, rivalry, and jealousy. Instead, put on the armor of light. So something has to be thrown away before something new can be taken on. Kids, these may seem like big words to you, but you know especially this time of the year what jealousy and envy are, don't you? Your friends are talking about what they're asking for Christmas. The kids were already telling me before Thanksgiving, so many of them asking for iPhones. I said, you're in sixth grade. You don't need a phone. I don't want a phone. You can have mine. But it's not an iPhone. And we tend to look at who has the new gaming system, and we get full of materialism and lust for things, envy and jealousy. And none of this is what God wants for us. We must throw it out. What in your life, especially during this Advent season, do you need to throw out that needs to be destroyed so that God can rebuild something new in you? Secondly, the second Advent that Jesus is speaking about is his incarnation. And this seems a little weird because Jesus is saying this as he's standing there, almost talking about himself in the third person. But remember, the Jews didn't yet realize, most of them, except a few followers, that he was the Messiah. They didn't realize that future coming had actually was being fulfilled in their midst. How many of us don't realize what is already in our midst? You know, I know for myself and for many of you as I speak with you whether it's in the confessional or spiritual direction or just chatting. All of us deal at some point in our life, and I think really on a daily basis, with this feeling of an emptiness or a longing for something more. It kind of nags at us, like, I'm not fulfilled quite yet. I'm not perfectly happy. And we try to do all these things to make us happy. I know for me as a priest, it's working really hard at the parish, and I get caught up in this idea, if I just work hard enough, then I'll be able to sit back and just enjoy things. No. We have this tendency to chase with our money, our time, and our talents all sorts of things when we don't remember the one thing that satisfies is already right in front of us. It's already in our midst. How many of us spent an hour shopping this past week but did not spend an hour in adoration? He is already right here in our midst. The third advent that Jesus speaks about is his future coming in the end times. We don't know when that'll be, but he warns us to stay awake and to be ready for it. And whenever we talk about the coming of Christ, we tend to think of that second coming. Why would we have readings and talk in the church about the second coming at such a joyful time, right? Prior to Christmas? It almost seems like, you know, the church is trying to be down when the rest of the culture is trying to be up. And I've come to understand, at least for me personally in my own spiritual life, that how I prepare for Christmas says a lot about how I prepare for Jesus' coming again. It's almost like, okay, he's coming as a little baby at Christmas, so the way I prepare for that, the way I get ready for that, says a lot about how I'm going to get ready and how I am ready for his coming again in glory. And when he comes again, there will be a judgment. One of the mysteries of God's mercy is that, you know, on one hand, Satan's greatest lie is that, hey, you can repent later, right? And yet, why is that a lie? Because you can. But the more I put it off, the harder it gets to do. One of God's greatest truths is that he will never stop loving us and will always offer us salvation. But we can't keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. The time is now. This Advent can be for you a time to be engaged in the lusts that the world provides, particularly for things. It can be a time to focus on getting and not giving. What is it that Jesus needs you to throw away this Advent? What's your temple that needs to be destroyed so he can build something new? Maybe it's exchanging the television for prayer, or Saturday football for Saturday confession. Because Jesus will come again. He could come now. He could come later. Will you be ready?